The global warming obsession rests on acceptance of billions of years of evolutionism. The real story behind the increasingly impassioned rhetoric of global warming advocates is very different from the sky is falling arguments about melting glaciers and all the rest. The pressure from the all-knowing theoretical science idol is what is driving all hype. The USA has been a holdout on bowing to some of the dictates of this idol, most especially on the issue of evolutionism, and this global warming concept is handcuffed to that theory. Indeed, its climatological models are based on an Earth that has allegedly been evolving for over 4.5 billion years. Never mind that historical records plainly show that comparable warming periods and little ice ages are cyclical phenomena, not doomsday scenarios. Never mind that the same ozone patterns have been around since anybody started looking. Never mind that the elevation of the Maldives Islands out of the Indian Ocean, of 3 feet, has not measurably changed in spite of all the hoopla about how much the ice caps have melted and how coastal cities around the world will be flooded in 50 years. Never mind that China and India and other big polluters of the Earth and its atmosphere and their quiet refusal to get on the Kyoto bandwagon doesn't excite the passions of the global warming zealots like the US holdout does. So why is the political, scientific, and economic offensive to get the USA on board with the Kyoto agenda so intense? Just about everyone agrees that profit-driven corporations, etc., will pollute land and sea if they aren't controlled by law. So such control is not the real motivation behind this global warming obsession. There is a deeper, seemingly mystical, transcendental motivation which causes environmental extremists to go way beyond championing reasonable regulations and initiatives relating to the environment. That motivation often takes the form of describing the peril of a certain snail or bird or plant as something sacred that must be protected above reasonable human concerns. This kind of quasi-religious zealotry has found in the global warming mantra its perfect expression, its true apotheosis. The endangered owls and snails have been localized issues. Ah, but the global warming issue's real importance lies in its name, i.e., it is global in its outreach. As the world of sovereign nation-states morphs into a global economic, cultural, and soon-to-be political and religious system, the long-hidden chief goal behind all of it comes into focus. That overriding goal, that long-sought but now achievable political triumph over nation-states is, above all else, religious. And not just religious, as we shall see, but specifically anti-Bible, anti-Christian religious. In point of fact, global warming is one among many deceptions aimed at securing a final victory for a religion that has one overriding goal, which it is achieving through its control of the theoretical science establishment. That goal is the final destruction of all remaining resistance, in the USA particularly, to the acceptance of billions of years of evolution as the one true scientific factor of how all that exists came to be as it is. Once faith in the evolutionary explanation for the origin of all that exists is established in people's minds, there are two and only two belief systems available that will take hold and color every aspect of such a believer's life. First, they can become atheists, believing in no religion or God, but solely in random chance evolution. Second, they can accept some New Age force or little g or GDS which have worked with or used billions of years of evolution to create all that is, including mankind, but belief in the God of the Bible creationism is not an option. Both of these belief systems are totally dependent upon billions of years of evolutionism. Neither can exist without those billions of years of evolution. Is there a religion that has given the world this belief in those necessary billions of years? Is there another religion that explains the origin of all that exists without any evolution whatsoever? Would not two such religions be implacable enemies with the highest motivation to discredit and ultimately destroy the other? These two models, A, evolution, B, no evolution, offer mutually exclusive explanations as to what the truth is about the origin of all things. Since the truth about the origin of all things is unarguably the foundation of all knowledge, see, knowledge impact, it is certain that the entry of the evolution-dependent global warming model into the origin sweepstakes is quite different from what its propaganda is telling us. With that in mind, let's see how and why these billions of years of evolutionism are the real cornerstone of the global warming news, and then answer the big questions. Note, these are sample quotations that anyone can multiply many times online. National Geographic News, February 7, 2007. Today the world faces global warming, but 34 million years ago a distinctly chillier menace was sweeping our planet. Average temperatures around the world plunged 15 degrees Fahrenheit during a span of hundreds of thousands of years. Stop global warming, Gorg. Learn more. Global warming isn't opinion. It's scientific reality. Atmospheric greenhouse gases have reached levels not seen for millions of years. More carbon dioxide is now in the atmosphere than has been in the past 650,000 years. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Wikipedia. Global atmospheric concentrations of carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide have increased markedly as a result of human activities since 1750 and now exceed pre-industrial values over the last 650,000 years. Understanding Evolution. Your one-stop source for information on evolution, http://evolution.berkeley.edu/evolibrary/news/060701_warming-July-2006. Increasingly, it seems, global warming shows up on the front page of the newspaper, but the evolutionary implications of global warming often remain hidden. Global warming is certainly a climatic and environmental issue, but it is also an evolutionary one. Fizorg.com, Science, Physics, Tech, Nano, News, February 7, 2007. Study shows largest North American climate change in 65 million years. The overwhelming majority of previous climate change studies on the 400,000-year transition from the Eocene to the Oligocene epochs, about 33.5 million years ago, focus on marine environments. Global Warming Fast Facts, National Geographic News, December 6, 2004. Over the last million years, the Earth has fluctuated between colder and warmer periods. The shifts have occurred in roughly 100,000-year intervals. During the last ice age, approximately 70,000 to 11,500 years ago. Universe Today, 6 News Stories, March 24, 2007. By analyzing glacial sedimentary rock in Oman, researchers have discovered evidence of hot-cold cycles roughly 850 to 544 million years ago during the period when the Earth should have been in a deep freeze. For their own reasons, the following contrasting comments, and plenty of others, on the global warming movement are of interest. Senator James Inhofe, R. Okay. Global warming is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. Science Daily, London, March 6, UPI. Filmmaker Martin Durkheim's documentary The Great Global Warming Scandal is airing in Britain this week. Durkheim says the greenhouse theory is the biggest scam of modern times. Scientists by the hundreds exposing global warming lies. http://canadafreepress/infrastructure.htm. Indeed, one needn't dig very deep to determine that the now-famous Al Gore documentary scaring the bejabbers out of everybody with its doomsday ice melting, oceans rising scenario, has as many critics from the world of science and politics and economics as it has supporters. We just aren't hearing from the critics as much. Nor do we hear that environmental activist, Lori David, along with her husband, comedian Larry David from The Seinfeld Show, reportedly has single-handedly forced the debate by discovering and promoting the Gore documentary, with a book, naturally. The money and prestige stakes in all this are enormous, of course, but evolution science is the real beneficiary. It stands to score three big home runs, namely, 1, resistance to evolutionism in the USA, etc., will be further weakened, 2, resistance to the global warming agenda and environmentalist extremism in the USA, etc., will be dealt a hard blow. 3, another hard blow will be dealt to Bible credibility regarding its plain teaching of a creator God who could and did create everything, including mankind in his image, in 6 evening and morning days with no evolution necessary. This brings us to those big questions growing out of the billions of years that are the lifeblood of evolutionism. Followed by their answers, they are. Q. What religion and what science are providing those eons of time? A. Writing in Kabbalah in the 1st century AD, Pharisee Kabbalist Nechanya ben Hakana using a 42-letter name for G determined the age of the universe to be 15.3 billion years. This is the same age that is in today's textbooks. Other concepts of today's Pharisaic cosmology, relativity, heliocentricity, Big Bang, expanding universe, superstrings, parallel universes, are found in 13th, 16th, 20th century Kabbalist writings. Q. Does this Pharisee religion and this Kabbalist science have a jihad, or is it atheistic? Or, can it be either so long as it keeps the billions of years of evolution? A. As long as the billions of years of evolution are retained, this religion with its mystic Kabbalah writings can accommodate both atheists and any Jeed or GDS or Force, etc., just so long as the God of the biblical six-day creation is eliminated. Q. What religion and what science is there which explains the creation of everything in 6 days without any evolution whatsoever? A. The biblical creation account of the Christian religion, and some Orthodox Jews, teaches a God who had the power and resources to create everything in a literal evening and morning 6 day time frame with zero evolution involved, and all known science confirms this account. C. Virtual reality fraud, Kabbalah 2, Kabbalah 6, NASA's spirit.roots, Psi structure part 6. There is something else important that is true about those billions of years of the Pharisee religion providing the indispensable scientific basis for teaching and promoting the global warming movement. It violates the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution. See, HB 179 Evidence Part 2, HB 179 Addendum Part 3, Tax Money Funds Textbooks, Canyon Markers, Foucault Pendulums, etc., all over the world. All of these venues regularly state that the Earth is 4.6 billion years old, that life began 3.8 billion years ago, that alleged epochs, for example, Pleistocene, Eocene, etc., lasting many millions of years have passed, and that modern humankind emerged as recently as Cro-Magnon man 30,000 years ago. All of these alleged scientific facts are the bedrock of the global warming dependency on billions of years of evolution. It is religious and it is illegal in the USA and probably in other countries. If you don't think so, try teaching and promoting a six-day creation on a 6,000-year-old Earth, and get ready to face a platoon of ACLU lawyers approaching with copies of the Establishment Clause in their pockets. But, obviously, these evolutionary Earth science numbers are not the source of those indispensable 15 billions of years. No, no. The Earth is not the beginning of creation in the Pharisee religion's evolution-based creation model as it is viewed in the Christian religion's creation model. The 4.6 billion-year Earth age is merely the time of the alleged formation of the Earth out of space gases and flotsam from the Big Bang, which textbooks tell us came circa 11 billions of years after that mystical explosion started the Pharisee religion's creation scenario. Thus, when global warming zealots point to a host of scientists who support their dire warnings, they are not only pointing to scientists who are strong believers in the evolution model that encompasses billions of years of climatological change on the Earth, they are pointing with equal conviction to a universe that is many billions of years older than the Earth. That is a fact, Jack. What they have not known, or have ignored, is that a big fact has emerged in the last dozen years or so which puts an entirely new face on everything that is dependent upon or otherwise connected with evolution science. That fact tells the world, A. That a 15-billion-year-old cosmos is the first of several indispensable concepts that make up today's Big Bang cosmology, and B. That it and all of the other essential concepts have their source in centuries-old holy rabbinic writings found in the mystic Kabbalah, and C. That those concepts, i.e., these Kabbalist holy writings, constitute today's textbook cosmology which is an alternate, contra-biblical, and contra-Quranic, creation or origin scenario. This scenario has been conceived and nurtured in secret over many centuries by Pharisee Kabbalist sages, and has been erected by a theoretical science establishment made up of conspicuously Kabbalist-friendly scientists in all fields of knowledge. See, knowledge impact. Moreover, this whole masquerade which has deceived the world into believing its science was entirely secular, but which doesn't have a secular bone in its body has now been taught todo el mundo to be the scientific cornerstone of all knowledge with public funds. What a trick! What a deal! Clearly, this now out-of-the-closet fact, see, virtual reality fraud, NASA's spirit.roots, Kabbalah 2, Kabbalah 6, Panin, Psi structure part 6, automatically relabels and transfers all of the science that is based on billions of years of evolutionism into a new category. All such science is automatically relabeled and transferred out of the secular science category of information into a religious category of information. It is impossible to overstate the importance of this relabeling of evolutionary science. Scientists and all the rest of us have been taught that evolution science is secular science with no religious agenda or source or connection of any sort. We now know that all of that teaching was wrong. So now what? Faced with these pregnant, easily confirmed facts, scientists, and all others, who value truth and think they are furthering it by lending their voices to the global warming movement, now have two choices. One, they can try to ignore the dastardly, some would say, diabolical level of deception involved, and the illegal financing of the Pharisee religion's evolution-dependent alternate creation scenario. Such an effort to ignore the nature and cost of this deception would clearly cancel any claims to be motivated by truth-seeking in this endeavor. A further conclusion that cannot be dodged is the one that shows that Pharisaic evolutionism has always served as a destroyer of the credibility of the Bible's creator God and his word in both testaments. Ultimately, for any who genuinely love deception and hate any truth that causes its revelation, 2 Thess 2:10:1 resolution will be to denounce Christianity and become Pharisees. 2. If a love of truth outweighs all else, unwitting supporters of all evolution-dependent concepts, such as global warming, will do whatever is required to change and repudiate the deception in all of its guises. Exposing the truth where evolution science is concerned carries with it a promise of loosing a truth blitzkrieg the likes of which the world has never seen, yet one that was written about in considerable detail over 1900 years ago. In the end, God's truth wins. See God's End Time Drama. Addendum number 1. Projected disasters from comet and asteroid collisions with Earth provide interminable themes for movies and books, as all of us can testify. These themes involve heroic efforts to prevent or modify the anticipated destruction or annihilation that is made to seem as something inevitable, just as with global warming inundating Florida and Hong Kong, etc. Science fiction becomes just science. It's just a matter of time, we are told. It will happen. As in the global warming scenarios, the point to note in these models is that they are all derived from computer models which are themselves derived from and dependent upon acceptance of a Kabbalic Big Bang universe which has been evolving for 15 billion years. Remember, the Big Bang is a religious model established on a mountain of fact-free assumptions and a hefty load of demonstrably fraudulent use of high-tech software, see, TSE Part 1 Cosmic Ancestry, Virtual Reality Fraud, NASA's Hanky Panky, Size Structure Part 6, Redshift Fraud. This religion offers you nothing but fear and lies dressed up as science. The other religion offers to all who will take it a loving, joyful, eternal plan from a God who neither needed nor employed billions of years to evolve this universe in all its intricacy and beauty and function. Addendum number 2. Just in case you've not been sufficiently unnerved by the global warming and asteroid collision doomsday scenarios, here are a few more that have joined the movement to keep everybody white-knuckled as they hear what science is predicting. Gamma ray bursts is a good one. In this mythology, huge stars contract to the size of a period, and then explode. Gamma rays then stream out and slowly fry everybody on the Earth. One scientific model uses an exploding star 8,000 light-years away from the Earth as an example. So, relax, you don't have to worry about that one for 8,000 years. Black holes are another fantasy from the theoretical science establishment. A star cools, enormous gravitational forces suck in everything in the neighborhood, including light. Get it? That's why they are called black holes. They are invisible. See, electric, now we are told that wandering black holes have been discovered and are drawing so close that in 20 to 30 years, mile-high tides will kill millions. Don't yawn, you impudent dummy. And keep your head bowed to the science idol or else, who said, or else what? Volcanic eruptions, however, are the real deal and there is some actual science involved in some of the warnings that are given. The thing to listen for when these are discussed is the fear-mongering based on the contra-scientific age of the Earth used by evolutionist scientists. When you hear that Yellowstone erupted 630,000 years ago and is due to go again anytime, a grain of salt is recommended. It could go again, but not because it did so 630,000 years ago. That is just more evolutionary propaganda. There are some real threats out there: nuclear war, intentional or unintentional. Pandemics, smallpox, etc., and or man-made plagues, bioengineered microbes, etc. But evolution-based global warming is waving the biggest flag, followed by the big asteroid collision scenario which left only some rat-like creatures around the last time, and it was these very rats, we are assured by evolutionary science, that evolved into the rest of the mammals in the world and finally mankind itself in only 65 million years. Ah well. I and thousands of others believe this kind of craziness until we looked at the facts. It's time to look. Addendum number 3. There is another doomsday scenario that everyone needs to be aware of. The absolute certainty of its fulfillment comes from a book that has done what no other book has done. This book records events that came to pass hundreds and thousands of years after they were recorded. It records events almost 2,000 years ago and more that can come to pass in this age in which we now live. This book tells us that a Satan-empowered global government will rule for a while during the last act of God's end-time drama. 1. It tells of the use of laser tattoos or biochip implantation. 2. It tells us of near-instantaneous international TV communications. 3. It tells us drugs abound. 4. You can trust this book. It is like no other ever written, containing absolute truth from the first page to the last. You can therefore trust its doomsday scenario to unfold just as it is written. Lay aside the half-truths you've learned and consider, this book says plainly that this earth and its heavens are a temporary reality that will be utterly destroyed. 5. And flee away forever. 6. It tells of an eternal new earth and new heavens, not renewed. See, new renew. 7. Check these scriptures and determine what teachings are wrong and what to expect. 1 hour, Revelation 17:12, after a global governor starts. 1. Rev. 13:2b7, 11-17. 2. Revelation 13:16, 17. 3. Revelation 11:9-13. 4. Revelation 9:21. Sorceries. KJV equals pharmaceuticals, medication, drugs. Number 5331. 5332. 5. 2 pet. 3:1-12. 6 and 7. Isaiah 65:17. 66:22. 2 pet. 3:13. Revelation 20:11. Rev. 21:1, C, New Renew. There will be earthquakes and signs in the heavens, Luke 21:11, Revelation 16:18, etc., in this time frame like nothing ever seen before. Count on it. All of it will be the fulfillment of what is in this book, God's book, and none of it will be what evolutionary scientists are saying. If you really want to know what is ahead, check those Bible verses and the links, and get ready to choose between the Bible-destroying, Christ-hating, totally factless, Kabbalist Big Bang evolutionary paradigm alternate creation scenario, and the one supplied by Moses on the first page of the Bible. Source: click here.